Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Kyle, and welcome to the conversation. Today we're going to talk about, I've gotten a lot of letters and stuff from people, from like news articles where people have supposedly had marijuana in their system and they killed people, and I say no one ever dies on that, so I'm going to talk about my stance on medical cannabis. Also, I want to talk about from Beaufort, North Carolina, a letter that was sent to me from a friend. It was a letter to the editor, and she remained anonymous, and how she basically is thanking God that we have Obama in the White House so that he can change the Constitution. Are you freaking kidding me? The conversation begins right now. Luke 24:6-7. But he is not here, but is risen. Remember, he had spoke unto you and said, he has yet in Galilee been, saying the Son of Man must be delivered unto the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise again. Kind of think about that as you're kind of going through your day-to-day as we kind of have coming up on Lent, starting today with Ash Wednesday. Welcome you all to the program. I want to start off on the program. I've gotten a lot of people who have basically said to me that, okay, they send me all these things because marijuana has technically never killed anybody. But they have all these people that send me these letters. Well, this person was on had marijuana in their system or found to have marijuana in their system or cannabis or and they killed people. You can't say no one's ever died from marijuana. And they get all really pissy because they don't really support it. And I just want to go over my stance on the industrial cannabis and hemp. And then I want to get into a letter that a friend sent to me that was from Beaufort, North Carolina, that a lady anonymously wrote into the newspaper who is saying she is a Democrat and she's proud that we have Obama in the White House because he can change the Constitution. Because we need to get into the modern age, and being able to carry firearms is not being in the modern age. And if we don't want to try to give up our arms, then we're not going to be, you know, we're not going to meet in the middle, you know. Like, I guess I'll say this. It's naive to think that they're going to take our Second Amendment right but leave every other right. So, my first thing I want to get into is, no one has, using medical cannabis, has ever died. I mean, I want to talk about this because this gets brought up all the time. Is marijuana addictive? My answer is yes, it is. Marijuana is very addictive. So are donuts. What's that? My addiction show on A&E, my strange addiction. There was a lady that was eating laundry detergent. There was one guy that would go to the dollar store and buy glass and break up the glass and eat the glass. And he'd buy, like, the dollar store glasses for, like, a buck. Or if he went to a store and they were having, like, a sale and, you know, 50% off and he could get, like, several glasses, then he'd buy them, break them up, and he'd eat them. And he's addicted to eating glass. So it's not, I can give everyone in this world who's listening to my show 3 joints a day for a month, and I can put you in a room, and you're never going to be craving marijuana, cannabis, whatever you want to call it, like you would a cigarette. And it's about responsible use. I support legalization of alcohol. It's legal. I support it. But I don't support these people that have to have 75 bottles of whiskey and down the things and see how effed up they can get and get behind the wheel and try to smash and kill people. My best friend was too drunk to drive and didn't realize he was too drunk to drive, and his friend was, so he let his friend drive and was killed. And my senior year, I lost the best friend. But and it hurts, but it doesn't mean I'm against alcohol. I'm for irresponsible use of it. I believe in this country you have two kind of ways of going about things. You're either an alcoholic or you're not. You're either a binge drinker or you're not. And the media doesn't know how to handle someone that just has like two beers. And that's what gets me. When you have these people that sit there and like, you know, are on all kinds of crap, Chevy-Strable, PCP, and they go and kill somebody, but because they had weed in their system, you know, when they've actually done studies, a recent one came out of Britain, a 22-year study that said that people that use medical cannabis, like responsibly, like you're supposed to, have just as much chance of getting into an accident as someone that uses nothing at all. You know, and it's true. I mean, my buddy sent me this thing about this study that actually, that birthdays are good for the body. Hard to believe, you know. The more birthdays you have, the longer you live. And who knew? The more birthdays you have, the longer you live. Yeah, but I'm just one of these people that get so frustrated. I mean, it's so dangerous. On what information do you have? What grounds do you have? It's, well, as soon as you legalize it, it's just going to be violence everywhere. Well, Colorado legalized it. There's no violence. It's not. People aren't killing each other. The reason why they do it now is because, hey, I can't go to this police officer and say, hey, this guy stole my kilo of cocaine. Can you help me? You go to jail. I remember watching a Cops episode. It was hilarious. Where this lady went to this house and was sick and tired of it and bought crack, and she went to this police officer and called him up and said, there's a house down there, I bought crack off these people. You need to go arrest them. And because she handed them crack, she was going to jail and getting arrested. And, you know, I mean, you can take and make, and this is something that gets me, because in Colorado they're actually warning farmers. You can plant hemp all you want, but you're breaking federal law. Not many people know this, but Vermont is one, and I think Utah is another one. I'm not sure on this. I'll have to look this up. I'll let you know next time. I know Vermont for sure for years. I think even in 97 when I was in Vermont, they had laws in the books that allow you to grow cannabis to produce, I mean, the cannabis, a.k.a. the hemp version, that's virtually 99% THC-free. There's virtually no flowers on it. It's all stem, and it's used for making, like, hempcrete, like a concrete for, like, buildings and for clothing. But because it's federally illegal, you can't do it. You technically can, but the feds can still arrest you for growing a plant that has no value to it in terms of drug use. Excuse me, but it's just one of those things that just drives me to drink, you know. From the Colorado, people are the same thing. You can go up, it's legal, but federally it's not. So if you get busted with a crop full of THC-free hemp, you could go to jail. I mean, even in Canada, they have to make sure that the hemp that they grow to, like, make hemp seeds on, that has to be tested to be, like you couldn't have 0.00001 of THC or something. They'd be like, oh! You know, it'd be like saying, like, it'd be like taking Old Duels and saying, okay, have an Old, well, you can't, Old Duels has like 0.0005 alcohol. It has a smidgen amount. It'd be like taking like a mason jar, 50% moonshine, and adding 100 gallons of water to it, and then taking an eye drop and saying, oh, it's got alcohol in it. Well, a kid can probably drink that one and get drunk because it's so diluted, you know. And if you're going to have a seed, you want to have some THC in the plant and CBD because it's going to be a more nutritious seed. You're not going to get high from it. You're not going to get messed up from the oil because you're not getting the CBDs out of it. You're not getting the THC. CBDs actually counteract THC. So it's just crazy that we're fighting over a plant that has benefits, that has been known to tell cancer to kill itself. It's just nuts, and I don't support the fact that these people are getting behind the wheel and killing. You got to have some responsibility here. You got to sit there and say, it's like that, those bath salts and incense. Okay? You got to, what are people doing? They're trying to get messed up on it. There's no response. There's no, okay, this is medical cannabis. This is what you use it for. This is why you use it. This is, you know, educating people. This is not a joke. This is not, you know, what happens when you think of hemp or cannabis? You think of Cheech Chin Chong. And you don't think of actual legitimate medical uses. And it's sad. So we're going to kind of switch gears. And we're going to go into this letter to the editor. We don't know who this lady is. It was a Weatherford, North Carolina newspaper. My buddy sent me to collect. And got another newspaper. And it is, she wanted to remain anonymous. She doesn't want people, like, hassling her. And it starts off like this. Republicans and so-called conservatives are at it again. They are claiming that the Constitution gives people the right to have guns without permission of the government. If that were true, how could New York and Chicago have laws against it? Question. Okay. I would think the Constitution, a.k.a. federal type law, would trump any state law. So if the federal law says I can carry a gun, I would think it would trump state law. Because technically, if the state says we're going to legalize marijuana, it's technically illegal because federally it's illegal. So, but we Democrats are sick and tired of Republicans consistently using the Constitution to cover up their true plans, which is to make us afraid of everyone else. Really? I don't have a fire extinguisher in my house, hoping I can set the place ablaze and get to use the thing. I'm having a gun with me, so I pray to God the only time I ever have to use the thing is when I'm shooting at a duck down the range that's made of steel, or a paper target, or a colored balloon, and you're shooting at it. Oh, try to beat that. I guarantee those three shots will cover a quarter. Go ahead, try to beat that. See if you can shoot three shots and have it covered by a nickel. Go ahead. Shoot at that paper target. I don't know what I'd do if I actually had to be confronted with someone in my house and shoot her and had to use my gun. I don't know what I'd do. But apparently we want to make everyone afraid of everybody. Really? Our great president came from a civilized part of the country where there is a strict gun control, and he is only trying to bring the benefits of a more modern way of living to the rest of us. You know, I don't have exact statistics, but I'm quite certain that Chicago is a lot safer than Moorhead when it comes to gun violence. Chicago is one of the most worst places in the country to live because of violence with guns. That lady on crack or meth, I think she's on both. But do Republicans or conservatives listen to the voice of reason? No, because see, we have a constitution that our forefathers died to give us. And we're not going to meet in the middle because you want to take away our freedom? It'd be naive, like I said earlier, for someone to say we're going to take away the Constitution's right to bear arms, but we're going to leave everything else. I sent a letter to a friend that basically said this. It was a letter, and it basically in the letter was like how Barack Obama is making it to where if you talk out against the president, you can go to jail. And when she looked it up, she couldn't find anything good about it. And I'm like, well, just think about that. If you can't find anything good about it and Barack Obama did that, what else is he capable of? All they want to do is to whine and complain about how gun control and wealth distribution is a violation of the Constitution, as if the Constitution were all that great anyway. Okay, we're the only free country in the society in this world, and you don't like the Constitution? Then why are you going to, then I don't think you should live in this country. If you're not going to stand for what this country stands for, you shouldn't be here. I'm sorry. If you're going to be in our schools, you should say the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm sorry. You should salute the flag. I'm not going to go to France and bitch and complain, well, why aren't you guys speaking English? But everyone comes here and bitches, well, excuse me, my buddy's really effing pissed off because we're trying to get him a driver's license and no one here speaks Spanish. Hey, you're in America. I'm not going to go to France and go in and say, hey, I'm here to take a test to become a driver in France and complain that it's not in English. If I can't take the test in the language of the country I'm in, I shouldn't be taking the test until I can't. That's not racist. That's common sense. I'm not going to go to Spain and expect to take a driver's test and get a license and learn how to drive in their country until I know their language and I can read everything. Or France or Germany. I don't want to expect a German to come here and do the same thing. I wouldn't expect a German to come here and drive unless they know. I wouldn't do it in their country. Why should they do it in mine? Republicans are just trying to stand in the way because the president is black. The race card is always. See, I'm what we call a selective racist because I disagree with Reverend Al Sharpton, Reverend Jesse Jackson, and Barack Obama, who tried to divide this country. So I'm racist because I disagree with them. But I can't be racist if I like Ben Carson or I like Herman Cain or I like Martin Luther King, who wanted equality for everyone. They didn't want to divide this country. They wanted everyone to be equal. They weren't trying to divide this country like Al Sharpton does and Jesse Jackson does and Barack Obama does. I don't get it. They even dared to question whether he was born in this country. Of course he wasn't born in this country. His Social Security number, the first three digits, are indicative of someone who's born or has lived most of their life in Connecticut. And it actually has been traced back to a guy that lived in Connecticut like in 1850s. Nothing about his birth in this country adds up. But they don't care because the more you argue about that, the more Obama's just going to keep running this country into the ground. I think all this demonstrates is that the Constitution needs to be amended. And when it comes to the qualifications for being president, right now, there are tons of people that I guarantee you can be president. This is basically a synopsis of what she says, the rest of what she says. That if you were born in this country, but you were C-section, that is not a natural birth. Well, you have to be a natural-born citizen. So anyone that was born in this country that was born C-section could not become president because they were not naturally born. Okay, even more proof this lady's on crack. And we need to have a president like Barack Obama who can amend the Constitution. So my case in point. It's naive to think that they would take away your Second Amendment right, but not touch any other right. Any other God-given pursuit to life, liberty, and happiness, you know? Oh, well, we're just going to take away your guns, but we're not going to do anything. We're not going to take anything else. Sorry, don't worry. You don't have to worry. We're not going to attack you. We're not going to, you know, we're going to keep your freedom of speech, your freedom of religion, but we're just going to take your guns. That's naive to think that. It's only naive. You know? It's just, I don't understand. why, if we were to live like a lot of these liberals want us to, we might as well stay British. Seriously, we might as well have stayed British. You know, I didn't have ancestors in this of this country give their life so that we could give up everything they died for us to have. You, for the most part, can practice any religion you want to in this country, and you're not going to be jailed. I wonder how long that's going to last. It's just nuts. And there's actually a family. I'm going to see if I can find this family real quick. They're from Germany, and they've actually been granted the ability to stay in this country because in their country, it's illegal to homeschool. Yeah, they're Romansky. The Romanskys, I think it's, Romankys, are allowed to stay. They were getting in trouble because they wanted to homeschool their kids, and in Germany you can't because they don't agree with a lot of the things the German schools teach. Really? In Germany, you might be forced to have your kids learn about things that you don't agree with. I didn't know that. I assumed in a place like Germany, you have freedom to be able to learn what you want to learn. Wait till that comes to this country. And it's crazy because you're going to sit there and you're going to say, wait a minute here. Look what's in this textbook. I don't agree with this. This isn't right. But, that's what you have to be taught, sorry. Well, no, I disagree, teacher. I don't believe that. Well, I'm sorry, that's what I have to teach. No, you don't. Teachers aren't teachers. The parents are teachers. The teacher is just there to help them with educating their child. You know, when's that going to come to America when the country says what you can and cannot learn? If you're against Common Core, which I'm against 1,000,000%, you can't say, well, I don't believe that. I want to go to school that does not have that. Thank God we can still homeschool our kids so that we're not being brainwashed. Because if you don't teach, I'm sorry, but in a school, here's a piece of paper and here's a pencil, you're going to learn. They have this commercial, I think it's from Windows. They got the new Windows with Windows 7 or whatever it is. It has so much battery life that once they're done with school, they can screw around on it. Or in my case, get homework done. School should not have computers. They should have like one or two in the room for you to do research, but for the most part, you should have a pen and a piece of paper and learn how to write. Because what's going to happen if you can't read cursive writing? Not necessarily write it, but just read it. They can put the Constitution online or any historical document online, and they can make it say whatever they want to because you can't read the original. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to do what Barack Obama said, fundamentally transform America. What did you think he meant? That he was going to take us back to our founding fathers? And they want to raise the minimum wage so that they can get all their Democratic supporters. Because, well, see, this liberal is going to give me $3 an hour. Well, this Republican wants me to earn my money. Let's, you know, it's like going back to the weed. People are seeing how much money cannabis is bringing into Colorado, and they're like, I want to jump on that bandwagon. Heck yeah. Because you're going to have these stupid people that can't afford diapers for their kids, but they're going to be down at the shop buying cannabis because they're not using it responsibly. I'm not for full legalization like she's in China where we aren't either. But at the same time, if it's only medically, then you're going to have all these, well, unless you try every single solitary medication out there. I think it's in one of the up north states, like Montana, cannabis is legal medically, but you have to go through every single solitary line. You have to prove that you've tried every single solitary medication. And sometimes, even though these two medications are almost identical, if this type doesn't work, you know, if you've taken in a triptyline and it doesn't work for your pain, you know, then Cymbalta probably won't work either because they're both antidepressants and some of those can work with pain. But you still have to try Cymbalta, even though it's basically no different than amitriptyline. If amitriptyline didn't work out pain, Cymbalta wouldn't either. But until you try them all, they won't give you the benefit of cannabis. You know, so if you make cannabis only legal on a medical level, it's going to be to the point where I think it's just going to make so many rules and regulations to where it's almost impossible to get, because like I tell you all the time, you know, they're never going to find a cure for diabetes, because if you see how much money is in insulin and syringes and needles and test strips and machines and how many billions of dollars I make every day off of that, why would they ever want a cure? Why would they want a cure as reflux? They want you to make, they want you to have to take Tums all the time or take the purple pill all the time or whatever it is. Not saying that there's not cure for things, but money plays a big role in it. And as you can see, now that they see how much Colorado is bringing in with legalizing cannabis, a lot of people are trying to jump on the bandwagon now and pass laws, you know. But got to be careful at the same time, like I said. You know, it's naive to think that someone's going to take away your Second Amendment right, but, oh, freedom of speech, you can have that. No, you can't. Technically, like I told my friend when I posted that thing on my Facebook, it was from, I think it was from The Blaze, where they said that if Barack Obama, if you talk out against him or one of the presidential candidates and they deem you a threat, they can arrest you for your speaking, your freedom of speech. Well, she couldn't find anything good about that, no, my point. If there's nothing good about that and Barack Obama can do that, what else is he capable of? It's like the separation of church and state. Very few people get that right. I've had very few people, when I ask what the separation of church and state means, no one hardly gets it right. And I got like 2 minutes left of my show, and I'm like, well, separation of church and state, okay, it doesn't mean that you can't have a nativity scene on the courthouse lawn. If it does, nah. Separation of church and state is to keep us from having our government, a.k.a. the state, run our church, like England. We came to this country so that we could get freedom of religion, freedom of press, freedom of religion, freedom to own guns. I have no problem with what Piers Morgan said on CNN. He has the right to say what he wants. So does the guy from Duck Dynasty. They should have, what the Duck Dynasty people should have said is, you know what? We're going to leave A&E. We're going to do it. You have the right. If you don't want us to pray, you have that right. But I have that right to pray. I'm not going to give up your constitutional right to be able to have freedom of religion. If you want to press, if you want to practice atheism, go ahead. You're not going to offend me. Just don't take away my right to read the Bible and praise God. Because he's the reason why I'm here and alive, you know. They should have said, okay, well, we're going to find a network that's going to let us be who we are on the air. And you can find shows that are going to let them show what network you are, that don't pray, that don't believe in God. I don't want to take away your right to be atheist, but don't take away my right to be a Christian. That's basically pretty much all the time I have for the show, and I thank you all for listening. God bless you all. Have a great day. Bye-bye.